We were starting early. I have to end a minute early today. Number 93 of the white. Book. Jesus is dearer than all to me. I like this chorus, where he doth lead, I will follow, and where the path may be. Recently, Brother Charles Hofflander went to be with the Lord. Some of you heard of him, some of you knew him well. We shared the same birth date, day, not the same date, but we both were born on April 8th. And he was very kind to me over the years. He was the brother of Sister Caroline Gardner, who the Gardners were the first directors of Pilgrim Camp. And he used to come and serve at the camp. You can read about him in your staff devotional. And when I would see him, he would say, Marie and I are praying for you. And we're praying this, that the Lord will put you where he wants you to be, when he wants you to be there. And doing what he wants you to do. And he said, you should pray that too. And so I've done that over the years. Lord, help me to be where you want me to be, when you want me to be there, and doing what you want me to do. And I trust that the Lord's answering that prayer. You know, every one of us go through little phases in life where you say, is this what I'm supposed to be doing? Or what am I doing here? You know, but we have to believe that when we commit our lives to the Lord and we pray and we trust him to lead us, that he's doing it. We have to believe that he's doing it. And we find that he does. He takes those type of prayers very seriously. He wants us to be certain places at certain times, and he wants us to be doing what he has put us there for. Now, those things will change over the years. I'm not in the same place I was 10 years ago or 20 years ago. I mean, maybe physically I am, but spiritually and I'm not. But even physically, things change. Sometimes you change churches. Sometimes you change locations. You go through phases in life, seasons in life. You're going to school. You're going to college. You're pursuing a career. These different seasons in our lives. But it's always good to pray that. Lord, make me to be where you want me to be, when you want me to be there, and doing what you'd have me to do. Thank you, Brother Charles, for giving me that good advice. And it's done me well over the years. Praise God. Let's sing the chorus again of number 93 in the white, and then we'll sing the third verse.
Jesus, Jesus, dearer.
Nice little time of prayer this morning. I didn't expect a whole lot of people would be out at 7 in the morning, but I'm glad for those that came, and I'm glad for the prayers that the Lord put on our hearts. And we'll have opportunity to pray and wait on God more today than other days. Perhaps after this meeting comes to a close, then I would kindly ask you to evacuate, unless you're staying here to pray. Okay, and we'll wait on God. And we'll keep this room open for that purpose until 12 o'clock. Then we'll get ready for lunch. And then we'll come back again at 4 o'clock if there are those that would like to continue seeking the Lord. It's a good time to bring some of your personal requests. I know that some of you come to camp with real burdens on your heart. Already people have approached me. Please pray for this person, my son, or this one who's sick, or this need in the family. And I welcome you to bring those requests to me, and I can share them then. I know some things are very personal nature, and so we pray rather generally. Don't be afraid that we're going to embarrass you or you know, break any confidence. We'll be very careful about that. But then there are some things that we ought to pray very specifically. So today's an opportunity to come to the throne of grace and find mercy and grace to help in time of need for ourselves and for others. Praise God. We have a song request again by the same young lady. I told her if she keeps asking for songs, I'm going to ask her to testify. And her response was, okay. And so if she'd like to testify after the song, she's welcome to, or anytime, right? That's Like a River Glorious. Is that 334? Let's see. You know, nobody can do it like Brother Eddie used to, right? He knew all the numbers forward and backwards. Here we go. 334. I was right. Whenever I do that in Canarsie, I say, let's sing, my father-in-law leads out in a song, and then I say, that's number, 334, and then he'll look to see if I'm right, and then I'll say, thank you, Brother Eddie. And so he had that same opinion of him. Like a river glorious is God's perfect peace. Amen.
Jesus knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. This night and light the holy Jesus. Go not one.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. He does guide. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Savior. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's not an hour that He is not near us.
Remind myself at camp that not everybody, we all sing the same songs in our churches, and we know these songs so well. That was always something that impressed me when I came to Pilgrim Camp, that someone would testify, and then someone would lead out in a song, and the words of that song went right along with what they were talking about. And then I thought, well, these songs really do say something, don't they? And I began to pay attention more closely to the words of the songs. And we've been singing them for years, and we know so many of them by heart. Praise God. We gather together at the Faith Home on Monday mornings, and we usually have our white book with us. And then we start singing, and all the ministers are singing every song but what's in the white book. We're all singing by memory, and we all know the songs. But I realize that that's not exactly the case here. So let's sing it. Someone found the page for me? 350, thank you. That's in the hardcover book. Praise God. Testimonies are good. Who else has not testified since Brother Kenny has been here? That's what I'm wondering. Praise God.
Oh, for Jesus.
spread your wings over the camp today, Lord. Down in the village, bless those young ladies. Cause your work to go forward in their lives today, deeper into their hearts, Lord. Create openings in their souls, Lord, into which the Holy Spirit and His Word can flow. Lord, plant seeds that will take root and continue to bring forth fruit when they leave this place. Lord, we just pray that today your word will go forth in the power of your Spirit. We pray that the counselors and Sister Mary, Sister Antia down in the cottage, and those that minister with her will be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, that you'll fill their hearts with faith for what you want today. Lord, faith comes from you. Lord, grant us that faith that we might please God in believing that Jesus glorify himself today in each and every life. Lord, bless those little girls, those little boys, and then again the older, young people there in the village. Lord, let there be a constant flow of your presence, your love, in the meetings, out of the meetings. Thank you for all that you're doing, Lord. We've been hearing good reports. In the cottage, Sister Auntie has prayed she'd like to see a greater breakthrough. And Lord, we can do that. Lord, I know that over the years, that even in the meetings with those little children, Jesus has come so close. And Jesus has touched their hearts. There's been weeping. There's been rejoicing. There's been praising. Lord, we just pray you'll bless those boys and girls. Let there be that breakthrough today that we're looking for, and the continual work of your Spirit in the days that are before us. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Keep your eyes.